This is Vatican Radio. Ukraine's military and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine have accused each other of violating a ceasefire agreement amid escalating fighting that has worried international monitors and the West. Stefan Boss reports that the latest clashes have also undermined efforts to treat those wounded in a conflict that has killed nearly 10,000 people.
Anxious Ukrainian soldiers in eastern Ukraine watch a burning building with at least one destroyed vehicle inside. The footage released by Ukraine's defense ministry claims to show the aftermath of recent shelling by Russian-backed separatists. Since Friday, at least two soldiers have reportedly been killed and eight wounded. Several civilians were also injured. Yet the shelling here on the outskirts of rebel-controlled Donetsk has made it more difficult to treat and rescue injured people, suggests an Ukrainian soldier. As he stands overnight in front of the burned building, he says sadly they hit directly a Ukrainian medical battalion car. The fire and the flames spread to our car, given to us by volunteers to help the guys. Now I have no idea how we will move around. But rebels have also accused government forces of violating a fragile ceasefire. They say the Ukrainian military launched more than 180 shells on rebel-held areas in Donetsk over the weekend. Ukraine's army countered Sunday that the separatists fired 71 times at various government-controlled areas near the front line over the past 24 hours. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has accused Russia, who he refers to as the enemy, of steering tensions in eastern Ukraine by supporting separatists and with actions in the Crimean Peninsula that Moscow annexed in 2014. The Kremlin has denied the charges. However, the United States has urged both Ukraine and Russia to show restraint amid international concerns about a possible wider conflict between the two neighbors after Ukraine's president warned of a full-scale Russian invasion. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.